92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, you want a real taste of my world? This is.
Is it salty or sweet?
Now I know what's going to happen. I actually am seeing the future in front of me right now. I said to my sister, the stronger sibling, like to have you in at the beginning of the show, the little opening 5-minute vignette. Now I said 10 o'clock. We'll just get you in right at the beginning of the show. It'll be really, really quick. She's now in the bathroom doing something funny to her hair with Carla, and I know that because it is 4 minutes to 10, that I was like, well, you didn't say 4 minutes to 10. You said 10 o'clock, and then I, like we often do, we start the show a little early with the taping if we're all ready to go.
Right.
No waiting, especially on a Friday.
Right.
Everybody wants to get on with their weekend, so we normally come in there.
Do you buy the plane ticket?
Yeah. I had to buy a plane ticket today.
Why'd you buy a plane ticket?
To come down and see you.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those Fridays, is it? I know I'll be off the hook as soon as Tomo arrives.
I know, so I'm not going to join in that.
Are you okay, Rob? Are you all right there? You want a lozenge or something?
It's the big one.
If you could just go ahead, you know, it's been a good run. I think I can make it through this one. If you want to move the audio vault a little early, it might be good.
You want to get it all up? Do you want to really just get a really good cough?
No, the problem is it's not a productive cough yet. I'm still waiting.
He's still waking up.
No, yeah, that's it.
You see this giant gap to the
head. You've rearranged your shot in anticipation of your booking, and she ain't there.
Let me do this.
What kind of fancy chair is that?
Can't you do it's Kathy? You can probably do a good impression of Kathy, right?
Oh boy,
no. Would you like to meet the stronger sibling? She's going to come in.
She's coming.
We've seen
Ladies
her already.
Gentlemen, here she is. My sister Kathy is here.
Yay!
She's in a shorter chair.
Is she in little Michael's chair? What's going on?
It kind of looks like you stole that chair from a French ice cream parlor.
All right, hold on. All right,
it's like the Saturday Night Live special.
Hold on. Wait. Can you get a phone book to sit on? Get one of your pillows to sit on.
Mike, why don't you hunker down?
To sit on.
She's so petite. Adjusting.
She's only going to be in here for... We need. I need to have a camera that has better panning abilities.
Let's get a full studio in there, Mike.
You know what? All he needs really is the camera's fine. He just needs a new guy to run it. A guy with a beret.
I set up the shot.
Much better.
This is
better.
My sister. This is the stronger sibling.
And you're
this
sure you're
Kathy.
Just fraternal twins because you look so much alike.
You're an asshole. Yeah, get it back over to me a little bit.
Oh, there you go.
Get it back over to me.
I'm sorry. Best,
you should probably turn on her microphone.
Or give her a microphone.
Oh, that'd be important as well.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm really famous now.
Oh, there you go.
You are.
Crazy. You're
coming in via satellite.
I'm crazy.
You know, there are 300 people watching you right now.
They're not watching.
How many people are watching on Ustream at any one time?
What's our average?
What is our Mac Daddy? No, not our average, Mr. Friday.
Rolling average.
I'd like to know. I got my family here. I want to impress them a little bit. What is our greatest number of people that tuned in?
6,500.
6,500 people.
Yep. That's when Buzz quit.
At one time.
Oh, I'm sorry, then 6,499.
The second time, not the first time.
Oh, it's so hard to keep track.
So on average, how many people are watching us during an average show?
I would say a little under 1,000.
Yeah.
A little, really?
Yes.
That big a number?
Yes.
I thought it was always like 380 or something.
No, we just like diminishing their importance.
They watch or they just listen?
They watch.
They're watching right now as we do the show.
Oh, I'm so glad I put makeup on.
Yep.
Those are very nice earrings. I like your hoop earrings.
I would have put makeup on for you guys to see me. But
of course.
Oh, that's very sweet. 6,469 listeners, watchers.
Do you think one of us was adopted? I think Kathy was adopted because she doesn't look anything.
I'm good with that. I thought I was adopted.
She does not look like an O'Mara. She does not look like an O'Mara.
What is the O'Mara look?
Yes.
Would you like to see the primary O'Mara look?
Please.
Yeah.
Hold on a sec. Here we go.
I have them too.
Oh.
Oh, the earlobes?
Kathy's got the ears.
The ears?
Too. Wait, Kathy's got O'Mara ears. You got to lean into the...
Ooh,
oh, look at that.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Right there.
And Carla does a thing where she'd like to do it with plastic surgery, where she tucks my earlobe under. Hold on, and it actually stays. And now I have the
phone. Oh, no.
That's fantastic.
Would you like to see? I spent a lot of time thinking about ears. Would you like to see my impression of Stephen Colbert?
Sure.
Sure.
Now you see.
Oh,
that's me.
I hate his deformed ear.
I don't really look at
ears. Hideously deformed ear.
You know that. You've seen Stephen Colbert.
I think it was a result of a sloppy delivery of his birth. He was probably grabbed by the forceps, and they just ruined him.
His ears got stuck.
Mm. Yeah.
So my sister's down here for one more day. She's been visiting with us and going out. And
we've had a great time.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, really selling us on that.
Well, you know what we left in Boston. I mean, it hasn't stopped since two weeks ago when I talked to you guys. Now we have 100 inches of snow.
100 inches.
100 inches.
But now you have 100 palm trees. You have 100 palm trees.
And it's been cloudy and gray, and I don't even care.
Oh, cloudy and gray, just like your brother.
Exactly. Just like his
disposition. That is not nice. That is not nice.
Let me tell you something, Kathy. On Fridays, the boys have a little extra spring in their step. That's what it is. And I just have to batten down the hatches. And they'll be experiencing something a little later on the show, the Mike O'Mara medical report, where I give them another
medical report. Medical report.
Update on my tragic health situation here, but that's going to be a lot of fun. But I open the floor to you boys because I get to talk to her all the time. So go ahead. I'm just
Kathy, if you don't mind, I know that you have a brownstone there. Do you have to dig some sort of tunnel to your front door?
Virtually. Yes.
Oh, wow.
You're not kidding. We have 12 to 13 feet of snow in our back little courtyard.
Yes.
And you have to tunnel out.
She's not lying, by the way. 12 to 13 feet.
Wow. And then 2 days ago, two days before I left, there was a little bit of a thaw, and everyone got excited, and it sounded like rapids because everything was pouring off buildings, and then it froze up. So now we have a sheet of ice.
Oh, no.
It's unpleasant. It is like frozen.
Oh, no.
If you look at our streets.
That's scary. When they started to realize the size and the scope of the winter that you were going to face in your city, is that when you cooked up this fake rotator cuff surgery?
That is.
Poor Paul.
I timed it beautifully. Yeah. 2 days before the first blizzard.
I'm not even sure you should be.
I cannot lift a shovel.
You shouldn't be holding that microphone even. Mike should be holding the mic for you.
I'm holding it in the other hand.
Good.
Yeah,
good
right.
for
I'm
you.
I'm like this.
She's been hobbled.
Mike asked me, he very graciously asked me if he could cut my steak last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Which, as he was accusing me of cutting it like Aunt Regina.
Yes, Earl,
pretty good. Earl, pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. It was like this.
Pretty good.
This shocks me because every time Mike has ever made me a steak, it's been fork tender.
And in bed.
And in bed. Served in bed. How is the mood at the house that you're staying at right now?
It's good. It's good. It's gone well. Mm-hmm. 3 days is our limit, right?
Well, Mama's always said that house guests are like fish. After 3 days, they stink.
That's the day before I was leaving, Mom goes, "Now, how long are you staying?" I said, 3 days. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's enough.
We called on the speakerphone. We called Mom together, which was a really special thing.
Made her very happy.
Cool.
It was terrific. And other than that, and I'll talk about this as the show goes on today. It was just basically Carla and Kathy talking about my weight. That's basically it.
Now, do they do point counterpoint, or are they on the same side?
They're on the same page. 100% on the same page.
It was a little bit of a gang up last night, but after a little bit of red wine. But
what's sad about that is we were told there was a little little bit of a gang up the night before. This is becoming
every
a trend.
Night, every
two
night.
For two.
Yeah. Last night,
Carly, you want to come in on this for a second?
Sure.
See, slide him back.
No, he's asking for another gang up.
He's so peculiar.
What are your key? Hi, Carla. What are your key points? Hi, Carla. We heard that you and Kathy have been, you know, commiserating, getting along, but the one common thread is that you're talking about Mike's weight.
Yeah.
What are your key points? Give us three bullet points when it comes to Mike's weight. That you guys
we
get
don't
into.
Need like a PowerPoint or anything. Just you're the crux of your
he's
gist.
He's overweight.
Right?
maybe that's why his back hurts. And maybe he should exercise.
No, but we got a little psycho about it, a little psychological about it.
Oh,
too,
nice.
Saying that he won't have to have surgery if he doesn't lose weight, because he fears the surgery.
That might be a point.
Oh, he's
you know, my
eating his way out of the
stuff
hospital.
Where she wanted me to lose the weight, and that might be what I'm doing. But there's another surgery on the horizon, too.
Drum roll.
Just fantastic. Oh, sure. You want one of those? Yeah, we'll give you a drum roll. That's right. The hip replacement that was said not to be happening last week is happening now.
Hey!
Yay! There, the cat's out of the bag. Yeah. Other than that, I lead a pretty wonderful life. It's terrific.
Kathy, it's wonderful to see you again.
Great to see you. Am I seeing a little bit of growth on your face?
Yes.
It's very becoming.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. It's very sophisticated.
He's a lumbersexual.
You don't think so? You know what? We so rarely have the female perspective on this show. Oscar, make sure she can see your shirt.
Oh, my shirt.
You don't think he looks like a club promoter today?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
The shirt's a little busy.
Is that purple?
It is.
Is it lavender?
It's purple, and it's a very busy pattern.
Well, I think Oscar's always cute.
Oh, thank
you. His boyfriend's coming in today, Todd Moore, who's a wonderful computer programmer and creates all these games.
And there
any parting words of wisdom for our listening audience?
Just keep doing what you're doing, guys.
All right. Keep on failing, pals. That's it. Rob, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My favorite place to travel is New Orleans, mostly because you can drink in the street. Somebody suggested, say, Hannibal, you should hire a second line to follow you through the street. I said, what is that? He said, a second line is a band, mostly brass instruments. You can hire them to follow you through the street. So basically in New Orleans, for $300, you can have your own parade on a day's notice. I said, this sounds great. How do I do this? You got to go to the police station. They have a parade department. New Orleans police has a parade department. There's homicide, there's narcotics, and there's parades. So now everything is set. We got the band book. We got our route. The next day after dinner, we go to that corner. Waiting for us there is the band and a three-piece police escort, because in New Orleans, for $300, you could destroy traffic on a day's notice. Of course, we got to get drinks, so I stop in a bar. Hey, give us 5 Jameson ginger ales to go. This place sucks. We got a goddamn parade happening outside. We're not hanging out of here. Do you see the energy out there, sir? Then when we get outside with the drinks, one of the cops says, man, watch you get drinks. You should have just bought a whole bottle of liquor beforehand. A policeman said that. That's a direct quote from a uniformed New Orleans police officer. I'm so glad I don't live there, because if I did, all I'd do was drink, gamble, and throw parades for myself all the time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I'm falling apart.
No, you're fine.
I wanted to take you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios from sunny Southwest Florida in the best exotic marigold community. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
There he is. Long time no see.
Good to see you.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services, and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. And if you are here, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one. Well, save room for a new bed now.
Hey, save some for Dad now.
Ba-ba-ba-boo-boo. Let me ask you this. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Can you? Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Every new Sleep Number bed is available with that wonderful Sleep IQ technology with built-in sensors that tell you how you're sleeping, and that allows you to make adjustments and optimize your sleep. My Sleep Number setting is now an 85. Carla's is a 65. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event, where queen mattresses start at $599.99. Plus, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can save 50% on a limited edition bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. Don't forget to smile. And tell him Mike O'Mara sent you. What, Mac, what, you're down. Let me tell you the way the monitor works. I have a high-definition camera that goes up to D.C., and I see you guys. And down at the very bottom of my screen is a head that has manically been moving.
A hedgehog.
Since Todd Moore, who is never in the studio, comes in, gets into his seat with the microphone, and sits quietly, motionless, like the other two, as I do when we're doing the show.
Yes.
Mac is though he is on some sort of electromagnetic field.
The weird thing about Mac is someone who is so devoid of energy.
Absolutely no energy, but yet
would
now
be bouncing like a pinball.
Or personality.
Are you getting?
Know what it is. Are you getting comfortable? Show problem?
Yeah. I mean, I was the wire was all wrapped up, so I was just fixing that.
Yeah.
And I don't even notice when I move around when I sit. I do not notice that at all.
Really? Everyone else does.
It's that beautiful mind when he's working, Mike. When he's in tune,
yeah.
He doesn't realize his body's going everywhere.
I honestly do not even notice it.
Aww.
Have your parents ever accused you of fidgeting too much?
Yes. As a kid, I always was, especially with my hands.
Aww.
Yes. All over himself.
All over.
Never
all
could find lotion.
Junk.
Yeah. His nickname was Bad Touch.
Bad Touch Macintosh. So, oh, my God. All right. So welcome to the show.
The only thing before you close that, I would say, you know, you would have plenty of time to untangle those headphones had you been here on time. Just a thing.
This is true.
Yeah, it's very true. Now sit still and do not face the monitor.
Yeah.
How are we doing with getting some new interns in?
We have a listing at George Mason.
That's wonderful.
So we had a conversation about it yesterday after the show, Mike.
Mm-hmm. But of course, the great news for Mac is, you know, once we have an intern there, interns for life.
That's right.
Oh, so sweet.
They come back and visit. Look at our relationships with our interns. Girl has been in our lives and gone to work for TM Soft with Todd Moore. You know, we all, we have these circles where everybody stays in our lives, and
even
I think it's wonderful.
Zoolander, a fifth Oscar with his homework.
Yes. Financial accounting.
Occasionally even see intern TJ, who goes all the way back to the radio show, as a matter of fact.
I love TJ.
Good egg.
TJ's wonderful, wonderful.
Occasionally he'll just send me a line and say, you know, how you doing? I'll say, TJ, how are you doing?
I juiced him for a discount before he left Apple. I appreciate that.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Rob was an intern for the show. We've had wonderful relationships with some of the interns from the show.
Andy Rice.
Andy Rice. Now, Andy Rice was an intern back on the Don and Mike show. When he went away, he never came back.
That's right.
He never came back at all.
As a matter of fact, no one could ever find him. It was mysterious, really. You can check him out on Dateline NBC.
Mike, you just broke the news in the vignette that you're getting a hip replacement?
Yeah, okay, so I told you guys yesterday that it was going to be a trip to the bone doctor. That's right, love the early morning appointments down here in South Florida. That's 7:30. They say, is that okay with you? And their eyes are kind of wide. I go, 7:30? My God, I got a 19-month-year-old. I'm an elderly father. 7:30 is right in the middle of my wheelhouse. You can start it again. I'll answer all questions regarding my hip with the Huey Lewis intro.
So, right. Go ahead. Yeah, my question
so the
for
answer
you
is yeah. I was told yesterday I will need that.
Will it be a titanium hip or a corpse's hip?
Hey, they don't use cadaver hips, Rob. Those would break down with the bone disintegration and all that crazy stuff. No, this is a 100% metal alloy that'll be jammed into my femur with a plastic socket, and I'll be good as new to play golf.
Don't just look at it. When is the surgery scheduled for?
That's an interesting question. You know, I got a diverticulitis issue and a hip issue. I've talked about that for a while. Yeah, my body's totally falling apart, so the doctors are going to commiserate. It's going to be a medical release from one to the other, and I have no idea what the dates are going to be.
And there's actually, I think there's money on this in Vegas already, Mike. This is a short answer question, so you're going to have to stretch it out.
Okay.
Right hip or left hip?
Hey, that's a wonderful question. You know, for the last 5 years, I've been having steady pain in an area of my body that is affecting the way I move, and I want to move better, and it's all on my right side. Ah. So the answer to your question, this is going to be a right hip total replacement.
Is that your dominant leg?
Oh. This is my dominant leg. That's an interesting question. Is your dominant? I know you can have a dominant hand, but a dominant leg? I mean, the last I checked, I wasn't eating my food or writing a letter to somebody I love with my toes, Oscar Santana. What kind of effing question's that?
Will there be an extreme follow-up of physical, physical, yeah, therapy?
Interesting question, Rob Skiwag. You're asking me if I'm going to have rigorous physical therapy. Well, I'm supposed to. But, you know, I've been poked and prodded for a number of years. And look at me. You don't get this body by doing religious physical therapy. You get this by sitting around watching TV.
Will you give up all exercise till after the hip replacement?
That's an interesting question because I'm down here with my sister and my wife, and they were saying that to me last night, that as I get prepared for all of these pokes and prods, that I should probably get a rigorous exercise program. And I looked at them and said, shouldn't you two be going shopping? I'm going to watch TV.
Now, you've talked about this hip replacement and the possibility of
actually,
it for months
now. Actually, can I give
now.
A plug now? Because
yes,
he's
please.
Here and I'm feeling a little uncomfortable.
Do you want the music
again,
for this?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes. I've been doing all this crazy talk about watching TV when I'm really not going to be doing anything of the kind. No, I'm going to be getting my computer and sitting down and playing the fabulous new game called Globurst.
Yay.
From TM Soft and the one and only Todd Ball.
Mike, what's your favorite part of Globurst?
I'm glad you asked that, Todd. My favorite part is the sound. You know, games are great visually, but when you can pop one of those fabulous balloons as you play that game and get the sound, that makes it super special. Hit it again, Rob Spiewak. Who doesn't love Globurst? Oh, I stepped on it.
No, you got it.
I was good. I was close.
Can we get back on topic?
Absolutely.
Regarding, you know, you've talked in and out about this hip replacement for months and the possibility of it. Rumors on the internet, Mike, is that this is just an elaborate cover-up for plastic surgery. Is it a plastic surgery cover-up?
Well, I guess the cat's out of that bag, huh?
Yeah.
It's not just Uma Thurman. It's Michael Sean Patrick O'Meara. I'm not even having a hip replacement. What I'm going in for is a penis extension and a brand new brow lift. Hallelujah. I'm done talking.
You're excited about this.
This is going to be great for you.
The hip replacement.
Yeah.
No, I am not excited about it. No, not at all. I hate the idea.
No, you love doctors. You love surgery. And you love feeling better.
You love attention.
Yeah. No,
I
no.
Love doctors,
it's not.
And I love attention. I swear to God, I love all that. No, last week I danced out of this doctor's office because he looked
your
at
problem.
The X-ray, and he said, based on the X-ray, he probably doesn't think, but he'd like to get an MRI just to see. So today he came in and they took an MRI of my spine and an MRI of my hip, and I have the same exact condition in both areas, which is called moderate to severe arthritic areas of both parts of my
disintegration
body.
Now, did you have to do the full MRI in the tube with the loud clacking?
I did the half hour for the hip and a half hour for the back. I didn't tell you about that. And I went in today, and that's when the physician's assistant that I saw first, he sat me on the little doctor's table and said, "Does this hurt?" No!
And then
the doctor came in and said, "How about this?" That! Like that. And that's when they said, "Look, it's a very complicated area when you're dealing with the sciatic nerves and all the nerves down there. And sometimes pain can radiate into the leg and groin area. But the fact is that the hip you know, based on his little mechanical movement that he did for me, he's confident that he can relieve the pain in that specific area, not necessarily fix my back pain, but this may result in a few other things getting straightened out as well. But my back is going to be my gimpy back forever. But the fact is that, you know, I've got severe arthritis in that joint, and they need to get it done. And there are people that get it at my spry young age all the time.
Oh, even younger than you, I'm sure. Now, yes. What surprises me is that
Prince had it done. I can have it done. Prince has done.
Before long, you'll be playing halftime at the Super Bowl, just like Prince.
And I'll be wearing platform shoes all the time.
That's now, the question is, though, is it only in your right hip? Is there any of that in the left hip? Or is
little
it just
a teeny tiny bit, but nothing that
they don't ever do them both at once, do
and
they?
And the thing about it is, I talked about mobility, and I talked about the flexibility on the whole right side. Mm-hmm. And so he is, he says, mechanically, you know, you've got soft tissue and muscle tissue around that joint that have been that way probably since my early 30s that I've been dealing with this.
Wow.
But the actual mechanics of it, when that new thing, and they had all sorts of models of these things, you know, and they really
love
bionic.
They love their toys.
But they're really, but you look at that, and to look at the model, it is a model of strength. It looks like, you know, I don't want to say that anything is a guarantee, but it looks to me like this is a pretty significant process to make me
made
feel
in
a lot
China
better and have. Yes, that's it. Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate that. That's
well, wonderful. It's probably a quality factory, right? Yeah.
I would buy Apple Care on it. Last thing you want is a cracked screen right in your right hand.
Get Apple Care. Fantastic. All right, we're going to take a break, and Todd Moore is here.
Yay!
From TMSoft. His new game is called Glow Burst. We haven't talked to Todd since, you know, he took up with that old ball and chain and never came out of his house. So the fact is, we'll find out what's going on and why Todd has pushed Oscar away. That's what we'll talk about when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony.
Hi, I'm the white boy.
On the next episode of the Tony and Gary Show, The Sound of Music.
Yes, what could be better?
Oh, boy, you're going to love it. Also, Angela Stribling gives us relationship advice.
Which we need.
Yeah, it's about sex, love, and relationships. You got to hear it.
That's right.
Don't forget to subscribe to The Tony Perkins Show at iTunes Podcast.
The Tony Perkins Show.
They're not starting to hate each other, are they?
Starting.
That was the first one. All right. Tony was like, okay, Gary. Enough of you. But anyway, welcome back.
Tony Perkins impression?
And we'll get plenty of relationship advice. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Let's face facts. Everybody's got to eat. We love Blue Apron. I've got my Blue Apron food getting ready to go. Didn't do it last night, but we're doing it this weekend.
Nice.
With delicious food. BlueApron.com delivers fresh, locally sourced ingredients straight to your door, along with chef-designed recipes and amazing pre-proportioned ingredients. I love Blue Apron because they do everything, and then they allow you to cook. Because the joy for me of getting into the kitchen is not going to the grocery store, not measuring things out. The joy is actually putting the stuff in the pan, chopping up the carrots, chopping up the celery, chopping up everything you want to put in for your dish, and then making it. That's what I love.
Right.
They do all the stuff. They bring you the produce. They bring you the protein. They bring you the ingredients. And they give you great recipes, and you're done in under 35 minutes.
You know what it's like? It's like being a chef on a cooking show. When you watch
Absolutely.
A chef on a cooking show and they've got
yeah,
all the stuff
laid
ready
out
to go,
for them.
It's like 100%. Being on TV. It's fantastic.
That is a great analogy because it's exactly what it's like, and I love Blue Apron. You will, too. Blue Apron is offering 2 free meals in their first week's box of meals. Just pick your plan to enjoy this offer. It's only $9.99 per meal for 2 people or $8.74 per meal if you want to have a whole family meal. Just visit blueapron.com/TMOS, and the offer will automatically be applied before checkout. That's blueapron.com, and bon appetit. We are really looking forward to our chicken and black bean enchiladas with roasted salsa verde and Monterey Jack cheese. I think that's the one we're getting.
Tasty!
All right, Todd Moore is here. We you know, wanted to get you in here, Todd. We haven't seen you in a good long time. And how is life in the world of Moore?
Oh, life is pretty good. Went on vacation and to Sundance. I don't know if you've ever been, but
now did you go for the festival or
For the skiing, for the festival? And this is going to become a yearly trip for me. I had such a good time.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was really good.
Rob was
you're
that
such
was
a dick.
What,
Rob,
what was that anger about?
Well, I mean,
he's just jealous.
No, it's probably what you were sort of looking for, right? Have you ever been to Sundance? I'm going every year.
Did I really say it like that?
Well, no. That's kind of how I heard it.
That's how you wanted to hear it.
Kinda.
I didn't know you liked. Oh, this is the first time I knew that he went, but this is the first time I'm hearing about the trip.
Well, you're not in his life anymore.
We haven't caught up in a while.
Yeah.
You're really not in his life anymore.
We're more like, co-workers. Yeah. Hey, we're going out to dinner tonight for Shannon's birthday. Look at that.
That's right.
Was it Shannon's birthday today?
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Shannon.
Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Shannon. We have my sister on. We ought to get her. Can we get her on Skype and call her?
She's taking an exam as we speak.
Oh, God bless her.
For your MBA program?
No.
She's going to be so smart after you complete this.
Todd is convinced. Todd is convinced that Shannon's writing all my papers.
All his homework.
Yes.
I'm going to hire her. She's going to run my company.
22 years old today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's fantastic.
That's wonderful.
Very exciting. It's hard to have a happy birthday when you leave the house at 6 a.m. to go to class and you're like, see you later.
Yeah, was she a sourpuss this morning?
She wasn't that happy.
Now, Oscar,
yes.
I know you're a giver.
Do
you have anything planned special for Shannon's birthday?
Thanks to Todd, we have dinner plans tonight, and that's about it. That's all we got going on.
Well, going to a nice place?
Yeah, I got her a nice piece of jewelry for our anniversary, so she's got that going on for her. That should last her through Christmas.
And Todd, you are also very happy in your relationship as well with that lovely young lady. How is she doing?
She's doing great. She has a lot of patience to date a guy like me, you know?
I second that emotion.
I had to scour the world to find one that would put up with my ass.
I really thought of you, especially with some of your incarnations on the show, as the Bachelor of Bachelors. Basically,
I agree.
I didn't think you would be settling down, but this lady, this relationship is, I want to say, close to 2 years old, correct?
We've been friends, like best friends, for like over 3 years.
That's great.
So just recently, we're like, wait, we're spending every single day together. Why don't we take this to the next level?
Aww, it blossomed. Who brought that up?
Well, it's not me.
That is such wonderful news.
But isn't that how like it always is, right?
The right answer might have been it was mutual, but that's fine, I'm sure.
And as a follow-up, Oscar, can you tell us, in your own words, how has that ruined Todd?
Yeah. No, that hasn't ruined him. The question should probably be, when did you guys decide to start making it official and date, right?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
The follow-up was, when did you decide that Oscar wasn't part of the equation?
Right.
Yeah. Well, but we've all been there. When your friend gets into a relationship, they get into a relationship,
up.
Right?
It's yeah. growing
That's
up,
what we do.
Know? I mean, I don't. I certainly didn't want Carla and I waking up with Officer Jerky on the couch in my basement.
I'm Todd's Officer Jerky. How dare you?
Or maybe vice versa. Maybe Todd's your jerky.
No. We get to hang out now, and we get to go to dinners as couples now. It's a whole different dynamic, but more importantly, we get to work together as we did before and be creative together. And just yesterday, we spent a good 2 days, right? I was about the past 2 days. And as of yesterday, we were able to upload the new Mike O'Mara Show application to the Google Play Store, and we also submitted to the Apple iOS Store. So Google Play, if you're an Android user out there, the new Mike O'Mara Show app is waiting for you as we speak.
Today. So we make that announcement on today's show.
Yes.
That's
fantastic.
Big news. I saw the beta version of it yesterday. It is so cool. There are
that
so
is,
many
that
cool
is
things
tremendous.
About it.
Yeah. And also, credit card update for those of you that want to buy the bonus package on credit cards.
Yes.
We're well on our way to that. What are we, 1 or 2 days?
I would imagine by Monday we're good to go. That's what I'm getting from Pony as well.
We're doing, we're listening to you when you guys respond to us and say, hey, what about this? What about that? It doesn't fall on deaf ears. We actually do plan on making the adjustments and making the tweaks. And I know Todd's done a great job with us over the years, and we're eternally grateful.
Todd, could you speak to the new app? And I got a great review on Twitter yesterday. We didn't even mention to anybody that it was up and running. And somebody tweeted us and said, look, listening in the car is 10 times better now because we have native controls.
Yes, so media controls.
Explain, what are native controls?
So when you start to play the podcast, you can control it like with your Bluetooth, your car, your headset. It's easier to control and change the volume and pause and play.
So when you like pair your iPod to your car radio,
yes,
then you can use like your steering wheel to control it.
Yeah,
now you can do that to the app.
So I completely didn't understand.
That is so cool.
I guess I blew it. I did not understand.
Or Mike,
we had a small bug.
Controls
man. I'm sorry. What?
The performance is 10 times better. It's a version 5.2.
The best part, yes. Mike, you're going to love this. There's a little shopping cart button, and you click it, and it goes right to the Amazon page for the TMOS.
Oh,
so it's a lot easier
great.
To use.
Mm-hmm.
People can support the show through the app simply by shopping through the cart. We get credit.
So now it's not just going to the website. It's actually going to the app and clicking on that shopping cart, and it does the exact same thing we asked you to do when you're doing your Amazon.
The exact same thing.
Precisely.
As it gets better and better and easier and easier, and that's fantastic.
Right? I can tell this is a huge advance because Mac has started twitching again. He balled up his fists, and he started...
That means he likes it, Rob.
It's a positive thing. Yeah. It is.
He's normally out of the shot. So getting back to Sundance, because I know you're a computer programmer and you create these wonderful games and you go to things like conferences for programmers and things like that.
Right.
But as far as the film world, how does that relate to, was there anything business that got you out there or was it just a vacation?
No, it was purely vacation. We stayed in Park City downtown. Right next to the ski slopes, and I don't know if you're a whiskey guy like I am, but High West Whiskey is there.
Okay.
And we were like right next to our house, and so we'd get, after skiing all day, we go right in there and we just start drinking whiskey. It was so
all
much
you
fun.
Want yes
celebrity and sightings
then,
right
and then yeah there's like we I got to meet I never watched the show Lost, but Jacob was in line with me, like, so the way
it
works.
The actor plays Jacob. I'll pull him up.
He was like the god of the island or something.
Okay, all right.
And so it's neat how it works. There's an app for the movies. Like, you can buy tickets, but usually they're sold out. So what you do
is...
This is at the film festival. Okay. There's an app you run, and you can get on the e-wait list, it's called. And you sign up for that, and then you...
Jacob was the ageless protector of the island for more than 2,000 years. He was born on the island with his brother, the Man in Black, and lived there, eventually in the state of Towerette, until his brother convinced Ben to kill him.
Mark Pellegrino.
That's the guy.
Yeah, so he was...
Is that the only celebrity sighting you got?
No, I met Robert Redford. So that's like the best celebrity you could ever meet there.
Talk
right?
about okay. burying the lead.
I know. I know. Jacob from Lost. You must have had more booze with Jacob from Lost. You must have really hung with that. But you met Robert.
This is crazy. Yeah.
That would be a month for me. That would make a month for me to be able to what was Rob? That's one of my
I was a
gods.
Teenage girl. So we went.
I can imagine.
And we went to his restaurant. I think it was called Zoom. And the hostess was like, oh, you're going to like your table. And we're like, what does that mean? We went up there, and then 20 minutes into our dinner, here he comes, just barreling through with his entourage. And I turn around, and our eyes meet, okay? And I just look at, and he keeps walking towards me, and I just said, oh, hey, how are you doing? It's good to meet you. And I just put my hand out there, and he shook it. And I was just blown away. Like, and everyone at my table was like, I can't believe you just did that.
I mean, he is literally not only,
that's
the iconic
crazy.
Movie star,
A-plus
but he put that entire town on the map with the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah.
He created the whole thing. And he's a pretty cool guy, even for a guy in his, late 70s.
Yeah,
he's
just amazing. He just made the Sailboat movie.
Oh, that's right. And the Sailboat, I liked the Sailboat.
Wasn't that Lost too?
Well, that's pretty cool. So he's out there in the middle of the film festival, and there had to be Hollywood types running all over town.
Oh, right? Yeah. He had a big table of people just blabbering about movies and stuff. And, of course, we listened throughout the whole conversation, and we were, like, sneaking photos of him. The waiter came over at one point and was like, you need to stop that. He wants you to respect his privacy. Like, we got in trouble.
Oh,
but we got some great photos.
A bunch of hacks.
No. I did see one that the ones that were the greatest were the ones that were, I suppose you were trying to look like you were taking a selfie.
Yeah.
But the selfie was obviously like above you and 2 feet to the left.
Yeah. And we got Robert right. Robert was right in the middle of the shot.
Yeah,
you know?
So you got a beautiful picture of Robert Redford with
so
Todd's forehead.
When you picked Sundance, did you pick it because the film festival was going on out there? Did you take in any movies when you were out there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's the fun part, is there are all these great indie films that you never heard of. They're just launching there for the first time. And it was surprisingly easy to get on the wait list. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing with me and the Jacob guy from Lost. Like, he's in line behind me.
So he's
like,
in the same situation as you.
It's like you would think he would just go get in, right? You're a celebrity, get in. No, but it's easy to get in. It's a wait list.
Good community.
And, yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know?
Was it tough to get a room? I mean, I think that the place would be totally booked up. That would be tough.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. It gets really expensive. Sundance goes on for about 2 weeks.
Right.
And so we came on the second week, which is a little less crazy.
Okay.
So that's how we kind of got in last minute. But yeah, with Robert, one of the funny things in this
Robert
story,
Redford, Mike.
Robert Redford.
Well, you can call him Bob.
And I was totally stalking him. So he left. He left dinner, and he goes downstairs, and me and my friend were just like, I gotta tell him what the movie Sneakers meant to me. Like, it was really important.
That's,
movie.
Oh, that's the God. One you're gonna choose.
Sneakers,
trust me,
Jesus.
We can go
Christ.
Into Sneakers.
Tell them why it means a lot to you.
Like, I growing up being a computer guy, like, I never told anyone about, like, I would come home from high school and I would write video games, and I would never tell anyone because it wasn't cool until the app revolution. So when that movie came out, he made me feel like it was cool to be a nerd. And I wanted to tell him. I was like, that meant a lot, you know? You can be...
And I think that's obscure enough where you might
sweet.
Like that. If you want to know, if you've never heard, and you're buried under the sand if you haven't heard of Sundance, but some of the movies to come out of Sundance, Precious was one of them that was one of the big ones. Believe it or not, Saw came out of Sundance
no
Film
kidding.
Festival. Which, Napoleon Dynamite was another Sundance pick. That was a big one that was there. I'm going through all these right now. There's some that are very, very obscure, but some that make it into the mainstream. Beasts of the Southern Wild, that was a recent one that was very, very big. Hustle and Flow.
Oh, good movie.
Let me see. Super Size Me. That
the documentary.
Spurlock, that was his, and that was a good one. The Squid and the Whale, that's a big one, too. Garden State, that was a very
nice.
Man on Wire was a documentary. Four Weddings and a Funeral, everybody remembers movie. That was a big one as well. Winter's Bone.
Winter's Bone.
That was a Sundance. Let me see. Hoop Dreams, The Blair Witch Project, American Splendor, Blood Simple, Little Miss Sunshine, Sex Lies and Videotape, The Usual Suspects.
So what you're
Lots
saying
of movies
is
from Sundance.
All the big Clerks. Indie films that have ever broken big in the past 10, 15
they break
years,
out of Sundance.
They all break out at Sundance.
Winter's Bone about Mike's hip.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And the big one that they talk about is Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs came out of
Sundance. Oh, that's right.
He was kind of put on the map with Reservoir Dogs at Sundance. Did you see anything that actually was super big when you were out there?
I saw a lot of movies, and it was always very impressive. Like, I was expecting like high school kids slapping something together like a local film festival.
Sure, sure.
But these were like films with
feature
special
films.
Effects.
Big
and,
deal, yeah.
And they could stand up on the big screen and be a regular movie.
That's
these
cool.
are like legit movies, and I was really impressed with the quality.
Pretty cool.
I want to go next year. We'll all go next year.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're
good
staying
remote.
In your room.
That's right.
We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about Better Call Saul. Oscar, I think I got to jump off.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Take a break. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. Enjoy the day with Queen. Sneaking out the back. So hang on. Rob, do we have any special music for our next...
Do we?
Ooh. Hi. Would you like to win $100?
Sure, we all would.
Introducing Glowburst. Yes, Glowburst. A new game by our friends at TM Saw. Glowburst features fast action, exploding fireworks, and gameplay that will make...
Oh, sorry.
And gameplay...
Oh, okay.
...that will make you smarter. Featured by Apple and Google, so you know it's effing good. Plus, 100% made in America. Yes, it's another fabulous game from TM Soft and the mind of Todd Moore. You loved Compulsive. You are going to like Glowburst even more.
Boys.
I know this.
Glowboys.
Download the free version by searching for Glowburst on iTunes or Google Play. The TMOS listener that leaves the funniest 5-star review will win a $100 Amazon gift card.
That's right. A nice, funny, five-star review. No jerk stores.
Right.
Again, that's Glowburst by TM Soft. Download, review, and win.
That's dramatic.
Glowburst.
Nice. There
you go. You know, it made me angry yesterday, Todd. I had to pick up Julia at her math tutor, and it's about 1.2 miles away. And in the 1.2 miles it took to get from the math tutor back home, she had beaten my high score.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I have one review here from iTunes that came in yesterday.
Yes.
Tomo, you magnificent genius.
Is that how it's spelled?
Tomo, you magnificent genius.
You want to start again? You want to start from the very beginning?
Yeah, let me start the music again for this because this is going to be good.
Mike, I've got a review here from iTunes that I think is definitely from one of our listeners.
Okay.
Oh, share it, Oscar.
Tomo, you magnificent genius. Great work, another brilliant game, and most addictive. Keep up the good work. That's one of our listeners right there. Now, I'll tell you, there's 14 reviews here, which is disappointing.
Yeah, come on, guys.
We need more than 14 reviews. It's $100 on the line.
It's the end of February. Everybody, you got to snap the underwear around their waist and get them going. It's the same reason I went into the Best Exotic Cocoon Marigold Hotel Ace Hardware store yesterday and was pissed off. I swear to God.
Now, this shocks me, and I will tell you why.
11 fat, old, stinky, short-wearing, Velcro clasping shoes, stinky old men with tiny bags of hardware.
Oh, screws?
With 50 yes, like an 11-cent purchase with 34 questions and two praying mantis hags behind the counter, and I was sitting there, and I was firmly in the dark side. Like, in the dark side, you would not believe how deep I went. I was sitting there. You know, when there are more than 10 people in front of you in a line anywhere, you're going to just, and especially in a place where you're not accustomed to there ever being any line whatsoever, you go into a bit of a dark place, and I was just going in there, and my sister was coming the other day, and so I wanted to make a few improvements around the house and get a few things put up on the wall out on the lanai with some masonry screws. So I was getting some hardware as well, and I suddenly said, I am one of them.
No.
I am one of you. I am one of you horrible people. You all, this is your uniform you use when you're doing homeowner projects. I am one of you, but I hate you. Best Exotic Marigold Hardware Store.
What's so bad about this, there was a couple things that you really did actually like about living in the Zit. When you lived in Manassas, had the greatest hardware store a half a mile from your house.
I will say, Rob, this hardware store is comparable, if not better. I have dealt with a flood down here at one point.
I remember that.
Five, six, seven years ago.
Hurricane Andrew?
Where I went into this, it was a toilet that just sheared off. Like whatever what is it, Rob? Ball cocks and stuff like that.
Shock jock, yeah, but it's flapping ball cock, yes.
All I know, I used to come to this place, I'd leave in March, and I'd come back at Christmas time, and some toilet issue, I didn't turn the water off, which you should probably do when you're going to be away, all the things I didn't know. To make a long story short, something went fooey in the toilet, and I had water everywhere. I had to do a complete, remodel of the flooring and some of the drywall and all that, and I relied on this Ace Hardware, and it seemed like every day I would go in looking for an obscure something, and they would have it. So I have a very soft spot in my heart for this place. I have never been down here the latter part of February or the beginning part of March.
So this is all new, unexplored territory for you.
And they just were all there. And they all had their questions.
Are the elderly still writing checks?
Not only checks, but the change purse is very much alive.
Do you know what almost made me want to kill myself when I had a brief career as a checker at Safeway? I'd have old people come in, usually between 1 and 3 in the afternoon. And when they would pay, out would come the change purse, and they would dump it on the moving belt. to try and select the amount of pennies and nickels.
Right.
They need. And
it was like to give you the exact change.
But it's a race with the devil before all the change is swallowed. So it was like one of those quarter games at an arcade. And I said, no, you mustn't do this.
Do you have a little pedal? How does that work? Do you have a little pedal that stops your conveyor belt?
In the old days, there was a pedal that would usually control the ones that were round. There was an electric eye that it, when an item would get to the end of the belt, it would stop.
Okay.
But the change is not tall enough to stop the electric eye. But you blink and 60 cents is just gone.
Thanks for your donation.
This is what I hate about me, though. There is nothing. These men aren't doing anything wrong.
No, they're just trying to live, man.
They're living their lives. And what they're doing is they're actually doing self-improvement projects. They're down there doing the work. They're not hiring somebody to do it.
Right.
I shouldn't feel animosity towards these men. But I did, and I don't know why. And it's horrible.
What really was at the base of it? Was it the
it was just I wanted
slowness
to get the project
of getting out of
done,
there?
And I just sometimes when I feel like I'm doing what everybody else is doing, it's my weird psychology. It throws me into a complete weird thing. I love things. I love to be in the spot where nobody is. Right. I love to be doing things at a perfect time that nobody else has figured out to do. Does that make any sense to
it
you?
It does. You want to be ahead of the curve.
I don't like I love sports, but I hate being at the big event because everybody's at the big event.
Right.
And I don't want to be part of that. But I would love to be the guy. For example, you want to talk about something incredible for me would be you're out in New York City with a bunch of friends. You walk into some little speakeasy off the side of the road, and suddenly it's a music venue. And right after they finished, the Stones came in and decided they'd test out some of their new material. That I'd love to be in one of those environments.
Well, who
right?
wouldn't
know what I mean?
Want to be? That's but you like don't once want in a lifetime experience.
But you don't want to be with 90,000 people at a Stones concert in a stadium.
I don't want to, for example, tomorrow I will be probably doing 3 trips to the airport with people coming and going. And I know that right now it begins. In earnest, it begins because not only are all the snowbirds here and coming and going, but now you have the spring breakers who are coming and going down here. And I've never seen it like this. I've never seen the traffic like it is down here. And I've been so spoiled by being down here where, you know, at 98 degrees during the summer where nobody's down here. It's just, I don't know. I go to that dark side.
It goes back
that,
to, and you know, I know we joke about
it's
it
me.
A lot
it's
on the show.
It's not them. It's my,
you hate
my
people.
Weird psychology. I hate people.
Not all people.
He hates people, though.
I don't hate people.
You don't hate the listeners. God bless them.
Right.
I don't hate people. I don't hate
now,
people.
Now, let's, just for fun, go with the thought that maybe you dislike people. And you're in that situation in the exotic Marigold hardware.
Here, you know, I love people one-on-one. I'm a gregarious guy. I go to a cocktail party. I love to chat with people.
Right.
I really do. I actually love that. And I love people in that way. I get people in a pack. And people become less and less pleasant to be around.
Well, because they're
like
slowing down. They're slowing down your progress.
No, that's incorrect. People in a pack behave badly.
Okay.
People in groups
mentality.
What?
Gang mentality.
Well, it's the gang, and it's also what do we always talk about? The mob.
Yeah.
You know, it's the
mob
mentality.
It's not that. Don't bring me into
mob.
It.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. All those people in their Velcro shoes were going home to talk to me on Facebook.
Todd, don't you think when people get in a group, if like, for example, I'm a big golfer. When I was golfing in my 20s and 30s, I'd go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on vacation, and I would go on a golf trip. And I'd go with my wife and my kids, and that would be it. And then I would go out to a golf course, and I'd say, I'm a single, I'm going to play golf, I'd love to go. Go out, maybe hook up with another guy, play 18 holes. And you'd see the van arrive with the 16 guys.
Yeah.
And they'd all be getting out of it. And I would just, my stomach would turn because I'm like, these are the little toddlers that just have to have all their little friends.
Organization, and they crave
it. And I don't, and I just, I hate it every minute of it.
I've never even thought of that.
Yeah. But see, Oscar, you're different than me because you will vacation with
friends.
Todd and with other,
yeah, we'll
with
go
other
together.
People.
Yeah, absolutely.
I probably could do that.
But you know what?
So you don't hate people,
like
you hate strangers.
That. No.
Maybe that's fair.
I hate people in a pack because they all behave badly. They all behave.
You know,
badly.
Mike, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet.
You're an ass.
But no,
you're more of a goddamn hermit than I am,
but
Rob.
Here's
you
the
don't
thing.
Get out of your
what
house.
What the thing is you're not admitting to it. Another reason you hate seeing those four foursomes of old men getting out of that bus. Because ultimately,
and it wasn't old men; it was young guys.
Whatever. Actually. It's still going to ultimately be an inconvenience to you because you are flying as a single. You are the most easily usable. You can fit into any situation on the golf course. You could play by yourself. Yeah. You could play in a twosome or a foursome. You're just ready to go, go, go. And here comes the stopgap. And you look at it and you go, oh, God. There's no way this is going to help my day.
Not to accuse you of being selfish,
but you know what? That behavior is probably made worse by the fact that if you see the behavior, they're slowing you down.
Yeah.
Also, Mike, you've been famous for the most of your adult life. So
this is really, between you and Rob, you're really painting a nice portrait. Yeah, you hate people because they slow you down.
No.
And because you've been famous for most of your life.
Famous?
I'm doing a podcast in my on a kitchen chair here.
But, Mike, I'm with you. That's the thing. I'm not trying to paint you as a single there. If I saw that going on, you know what I hate at an amusement park? And my amusement park is your golf course, okay?
Now that you mentioned amusement park, you handle crowds infinitely better than I do.
But I can spot the problem. Like when I see 17 pasty white people getting out of a series of cars and they're all wearing a pink shirt that says Dilbert Family Reunion 2015. I want to go at them with a knife
because
I know that they're going to slow me down at every ride.
Now, is it a group of guys that upset you, or what if a busload of women?
Just all women poured out
onto the golf course.
Yeah. Well, now we're talking about something totally different.
Clingy golf shirts.
With pink golfers and say slut family reunion.
Would it be okay?
That's a fair question.
No, I think anybody, if we're guys and you see a group of young women, it's hysterical. We've all been out in the city and you see the limo pull up and it's the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
But you know what? That doesn't really upset. But you know what? My days in Atlanta, another place, my days when I was back in D.C. and we go to Atlantic City.
Sure.
And on a Friday night, especially, remember that old Borgata that they had up there?
Yes.
The Borgata would be, you'd see 15 of these bachelorette parties and it would be people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the answer is your question. I didn't like that pack that much either. You know?
Unless it was the slut family bachelorette party.
The slut family reunion, Rob.
Now, what if the slut family needed masonry screws and you were behind the slut family
at
the hardware store?
That's another great question.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Maybe it was my frame of mind when I went into the Best Exotic Marigold hardware store because when I went in there, I was in the hardware aisle and I'm looking for some masonry screws. And on the other side, I can't see them. I can just hear them.
Yes.
And there's an exchange between some old guy and the no-sayer. The guy that gets off on saying no.
Does he work at the hardware?
He works at the hardware.
You've
been around these guys.
I know the guy.
You know the guy at the hardware store. So, I don't know if I can do that. I don't have them. You probably have to order that.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Well, that's not going to work for that particular project. Okay. Thank you. Next.
It's like.
Nope. That's not going to work. Nope. I'm not going to do that.
That's not compatible. Those bits won't work.
I came around from the other side just to look at him. And I'm like, and I looked at him and he looked up. And as Todd met with Robert Redford, the eyes met. And I looked at him and I just kind of went. All right. And I just walked away. I was probably just my
It's
mood.
Like Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
that's the guy,
Oscar.
Right?
That's right.
$5.
That's the guy who's just like a dick all the
time.
Are
we going to get more Mike Ehrmantraut on Better Call Saul? Because Better Call Saul better get better. I watch. There's not much better on TV, but that particular look, when you measure it against Breaking Bad, you couldn't take your eyes off Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul has lengthy gaps of interest.
I invite you to rewatch the first 5 or 6 episodes of Breaking Bad and watch it get started.
You know, it does build up. You're right. Mm-hmm. It does, because when he's meeting Jesse and they reunite, you're like, oh, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
And it keeps on building
bailed on Breaking Bad on the first season and then came back because it was slow to get going. But just the
dynamic. I'm still going to stay with it. I'm still going to stay, but I just want a little bit more dynamic. I don't like falling asleep watching a television program.
I really love the dynamic of Mike Ehrmantraut at the parking garage.
Oh, that is absolutely. You can't duplicate that. Hey, look, I'll stick with it. I'll give it a little while longer. I just want it to be better. Rob, you have a television show that
you've been chomping
at the bit to recommend.
It premieres tonight on the WE channel, WE TV. And Mike, it's called Sex Box.
It's Sex Box?
Sex Box. I want to play you the... This is the teaser clip that's on the Wii website, and then I'll explain to you exactly what Sex Box is.
Sex Box.
Cue the audience in 3, 2...
Welcome to Sex Box.
It's a little intimidating.
There's no backing down now. It can take 30 minutes, 40 minutes for a woman to be fully aroused and ready to be sexual.
How long?
I'm just saying. Well, give us the details. Oh.
Feels like I just lost my virginity.
All right, so that gives you a little bit of the hip-hop booming flavor of Sex Box. This is a stolen idea from Great Britain. What happens is on the stage are three relationship experts and a soundproof windowless box. A couple that is in need of marital counseling is brought out, put into the sex box, and made to make love. You can't hear, see, or do anything about it, but they're making love in the sex box on the stage. Then, when
do they have
done,
like a bed in there?
You know what? The preview clip did not show the interior of the sex box, but I sort of imagine what a conjugal visit trailer would look like in a prison. And then the robed participants leave the sex box and talk to the people and save their relationship.
Wow.
Mike, it's Sex Box.
Sex Box.
It's super popular overseas, and apparently the premise of having a help show is out there, right?
So sure,
you've got all these great afternoon shows. Great may be a stretch, but there's all these like successful.
Profitable.
Profitable.
Like Dr. Phil and things like that.
But you add this box.
The sex box, Mike.
You had the sex box. Now you're really cooking with gas, right?
Yeah, you are. And you know what? You don't know how long they're going to be in the sex box, so that's why the show has to be pre-recorded.
A lot of editing.
I think they have 34 episodes in the can, if you'll pardon the expression. And they come out, and I've seen gay couples.
That helps a lot, too. You really want to spice things up.
That's what a lot of the self-help people say. Right,
is the theory you're going to be nicer to each other after sex? Is that
maybe
why they
more
do that?
Honest? I don't know. But to me, the whole thing is creepy when you see some couples, not all of them really.
The box looks like a shed.
Yeah, it does. Like something you buy at Home Depot,
shed.
Right?
Wow.
But the thing that troubles me is when you see the couples, and not all good-looking couples,
coming out. All the type of people that would do this.
In their
they're
robes.
The exhibitionists that want to be. Especially the
some
guys
shouldn't
like,
be exhibitionists.
That's right.
Like this is what on the TV show where you see the guy's face. The guy goes, "I don't even know why I came here. I'm not happy to be here."
Yeah. And you know another good thing is Mikey go, "Well, no backing out now."
Yeah, that's right. As he's
have to go
gross.
Into the sex box. Oh, but anyway, that's tonight on the Wii channel. And if you really want to ruin our nation, go ahead and tune into that.
That's a good pick. We will take a break when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Oscar Santana. And Oscarazzi, did you give Todd any of your stories to share with us? Are you guys going to do it?
Oh, I didn't know we were going to tag team.
Yeah.
No,
I'll ask him a few questions.
Hey, welcome to the news
on the
box.
Fly. Yeah, the news box.
Take off your
we'll
shirt.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, guys, this is Mickey Coachella right here on the More Broadcast Network. I want to thank everyone who listens to the Mike O'Meara Show. And every now and then, click over and listen to one of my podcasts. It's Mickey. It means the world to me to be in such great, great company as the likes of Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar De La Hoya.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Why is that funny?
Because it's Mickey.
Yep. Oh, God, that made me laugh. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Men's underwear.
Yes.
Essentially the same for 50 years, but Mack Weldon is here to upgrade your underwear. Yesterday, Oscar was showing us his Mack Weldon socks. They're fantastic. Make a resolution to change your underwear. The guys at Mack Weldon thought that underwear could be made better, and they did it. They got to it, and they made better underwear. Undershirts that stay tucked in, won't bunch up, and are cut so they won't show your button shirt. It's really under your button shirt is what I'm saying.
Right.
Plus, the best socks in town. Mack Weldon has great multi-packs and starter kits. Here's a special deal just for our listeners. Go to MackWeldon.com and enter the code TMOS for $5 off plus free expedited shipping on orders over $50. Buy more, save more. Remember that name. MackWeldon.com. Mack Weldon. We are here with Todd Moore and Todd's buddy Oscar and the entertainment news of the week with Oscar Razzi.
Gentlemen,
hi.
How much can a dress be worth for the Oscars.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Apparently $150,000.
Wow.
I've heard of the jewelry that's being showcased on the red carpet being worth millions of dollars. I never knew these dresses were worth so much.
Well, this is sort of a... You want to know the answer? You want to know why that dress is worth so much?
Tag team back again. Go ahead.
Poils.
Poils?
Poils.
Sure,
poils.
Yeah. Poils.
Or as I like to call it, Mike, oyster snot.
Yes, oyster snot. Pearls all over.
Lupita Nyong'o. Did I get that right? I hope
I
did.
Yeah.
She was the young lady that had the dress that was made of pearls. By the way, I don't know how she walked around. Apparently, the weight on this dress to her frame, the ratio was all off. And she apparently had this dress in her hotel. Mm-hmm. Someone broke in and stole the dress. Wow.
Mm. That's pretty brazen to do that.
Right?
But I mean, you know, they know what's going on. There's so much paparazzi. But I would think, you know, for especially a huge celebrity like that young lady, that they would have more security in the hotel.
And how do you fence something like that? You can't just throw it up on Craigslist.
Actually, I heard that they could get almost the value of the dress by undoing it and restringing the pearls and selling them as necklaces, and it would be untraceable.
What? Wow.
Yeah, because they're all cultured pearls.
Wow.
So they actually, it's like melting down copper wire from an abandoned building.
I do that all the time.
I know, that's Todd's hobby.
I know, years ago.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I don't either.
My old buddy Porno Dan at the AVN Awards a few years back, he said, you know, pearl necklaces weren't all that valuable.
Porno Dan.
Mike, they were there for the taking.
They were there for the taking. Absolutely. You know? Ew.
Mike, are you a fan of Blade Runner?
I don't mind. You know, Todd? To be honest with you, the original Blade Runner, I used to use. Rob will love this fact.
Yeah.
I used to use the soundtrack for the original Blade Runner in a lot of my production that for radio stations.
You know what? I can see that because you know what? It was sort of ahead of its time sounding.
That's
modern sounding.
My only reference to Blade Runner is I used a lot of the elements from Blade Runner in my production.
Oh, if we could find that and you can talk about the Shoppers
Warehouse
Tomato.
I'd love to
find
it and say, I'd love to do that. I really would.
That was actually Mike's nickname when he was cutting tape.
Blade Runner?
The Blade Runner.
That's what we did. Where's my razor, man?
Just when you think Harrison Ford can't get more roles, apparently he will reprise his role in the new Blade Runner sequel. It'll be coming out.
Awesome.
Now,
cool.
I'm excited about that, but some things, just like the Terminator, when you hear that Schwarzenegger's coming back, should probably be untouched. Just some things. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, what it is Harrison Ford, probably like Schwarzenegger, they got to make a living. I understand that. And this is not their fault as much as it's Hollywood's fault where, you know, it's been there. It was a young man's role.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit with an old guy.
He wasn't that young when he made it.
Mm-mm. No, he wasn't. And now he's kind of doddering. So,
yeah, kind of.
You know, I'd love to see, but I think that they always talk about women not being able to, older actresses not getting roles. It's the same thing for older actors. They ought to write better stuff.
It'll be interesting because they said that the plot line will be adapted for Ford's age. So they'll talk about how, you know, where he is now to where he was in 1982.
Blade Walker. Blade Walker. But at least they're doing that, which makes it more interesting to me.
The sequel will come out in 2016. At least that's when it's slated. Scarlett Johansson, you remember the creepy close-ups and the creepy stills that they had of her and John Travolta on the red carpet?
Yes.
The face touching on stage and then
with Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel. It's interesting to me that she would come to John Travolta's aid now because here in this article off ABC News Entertainment, she says that she's great friends with John Travolta.
This is Scarlett?
Yeah, Scarlett says
Let me stop you right there for just a second because this was actually in my show prep 3 or 4 days ago. I wanted to talk about this Oscar because he was completely hosed by that still photograph. When he came around and planted one, every still picture that was put on the entertainment pages would indicate that she was turned off and that's why she was giving that look. No, she did not even know who was kissing her when that moment of that photograph. If you see, and I have seen it, the video of this, she turns around surprised and then sports a huge grin after Travolta did that. Like, I'm all for John Travolta being kind of uncomfortable with Idina Menzel on stage, which also was a prearranged bit. But, you know, they love to pick on the people that have been picked on in Hollywood.
Agreed.
And I think really in this particular case, I got to side with John Travolta, and it sounds like Scarlett Johansson's doing the same thing.
The Avenger star explained the image that is circulating is an unfortunate still frame from a live-action encounter that was very sweet and totally welcome.
Absolutely.
There
and
you
it
go.
Was. And that
you know
is
what?
The God's honest truth.
As creepy as he looks with his Beavis and Butthead toupee now,
exactly.
He really does have a good reputation as being tremendously liked in Hollywood.
A very nice guy.
I don't know why that they chose to really throw him under
what
the bus.
What about that gym encounter? At 3 a.m.
Well, you know what? Jim was a nice guy, too.
Who knows? Gentlemen, we all love this, and I know, Todd, you're into this as well. House of Cards.
Yes.
The full season dropped yesterday at 3 a.m. People
there are
going to
be a lot of
watching
warm
all weekend.
A lot of warm computers this weekend.
A lot of laptops on people's
Mike,
chests.
I do believe I have booked the President of the United States for Monday's show.
That's
so,
terrific.
Be ready.
Get ready. Roll tape, people. Should be
I can't
fantastic.
Wait. Yeah. I can't wait till 2016 when I can actually watch it because I have a bunch of homework to do this weekend. Boo. Boo.
Mean Shannon.
Yeah. Shannon does check my, she does check my spelling and grammar outside of
someone's
Word.
Gotta do. Someone's
got
to
you
do.
Got a lot of homework, but you have a good Friday night with her. With
I will. I promise
Todd.
You.
You boys go out there and get wild.
This last story, Jem and the Holograms, if you're of my age.
Oh, no, not Jem.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Mike, this cartoon was the first cartoon that made me think twice about what was happening below my belt line.
Yeah.
Because you just had different feelings about
Oscar
Jem than anybody else.
Computer more than anybody else.
It's a cartoon, so don't think I'm a creep. They're coming out with a live action feature film. And
J-E-M.
It's, and I can't wait to see how they figure out to pull this into the theaters. Coming out in late 2015 or early 2016.
With, I'm sure, a rock soundtrack to support.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah,
I get it.
It won't be great.
I totally get it.
That's Oscar Rossi.
And that makes me just as much of a sick perv.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? Yeah. We can say all we want, but I was into Josie and the Pussycats. So,
you
know.
Oscar. All right, that's good stuff. We will take a break. When we come back, it is the Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here, everybody. We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
We thought it would be funny to call this general store, and I will be Paul McCartney, claiming that I've lost my wallet.
It's going to be great.
Ah.
JJ Hopkins, this is...
This is Paul McCartney. I think I misplaced my wallet.
This is Paul McCartney.
I lost my wallet when I was in a week ago. Do you have blueberries? Are they in season?
Now you're just being silly.
Ringo, what kind of berries do you like?
My favorite berries are strawberry. You ever have it on a scone?
You sound like a little hearty, you do. May I ask what you... No, I don't think it'd be appropriate for me to ask what you're wearing now, would it?
No, you best rein it in.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back to the show. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. Vistaprint makes it fun and easy to create a card that's right for you. We've all made cards at Vistaprint, and they always turn out great. You can even upgrade to their signature stock, a fancy finish, or even raise print. Vistaprint also has everything from marketing materials to custom apparel, and all of it is 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. With 500 business cards on sale for just $9.99, there's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer. We love Vistaprint, and you will too. Without further ado, let's open her up, boys. The Audio Vault for Feb 27, our last weekend in February. It will be March on Monday.
The month flew by. How about that?
It did indeed.
This burned so fast and bright, I feel we have to mention it. The color of the dress. I got a text from Julia last night at about 6 o'clock. She says, what color is this dress? Have you seen this picture, Mike?
Everywhere.
It was crazy last night. And everyone was arguing, is it white and gold? I'm sorry, white and gold or blue and black? Mm-hmm. And I must be stupid because when Julia sent me the picture, I said I saw purple and brown. So I was not even in the top three. But people are seeing different colors on this dress. And it even had I like this viral clip. Someone got so upset, they posted a rant on YouTube about what color they thought the dress was.
How is this, blue? And what y'all saying, blue and black? What part is black? Is this black? No, my finger is black. That's what's black. This is gold. Y'all know what the you talking about?
I don't know why people were so into this.
Full meltdown.
But the internet was on fire last night with this stupid dress thing.
Just a quick side note. I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to mention it in the Oscarazzi.
Oh, good, good.
So this company puts out this picture, and yes, it could be blue or black, or it could be gold and white, right?
Right, exactly.
Depending on how you look at it. And there's a big breakdown on how your brain interprets color.
The cones and the rods and your eyes.
And shading.
Yeah.
Who cares? The bottom line is this. People went crazy. The dress, the maker of the dress, its sales are up 33% in 24 hours.
If you can even find it.
Right? Yeah. If you can even
it's
find it.
It's not that good looking a dress.
No, and it went crazy and amazingly viral. It was maybe the fastest viral thing I've ever seen.
I was blown away. It happened in real time, and I was like, what is this? And then everywhere. And finally, Wired and Vice, they were smart about it. They came out and they said, this is why people are seeing these two sides.
Exactly.
And these two different patterns and color.
It happened really, really fast. But don't worry about that,
There's
Mike.
A poll here that says 76% of people said white and gold. 24% said blue and black.
Yeah.
And also, I've seen the picture look visibly different in different places.
Yes.
Like it's been white balanced or altered. So
hey,
I think we're being played
somehow.
Do
you remember the dots when we were kids? You go to the mall and there's like these dot paintings. So it's like, what do you see in the painting?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's
your
what,
eyes.
That's
what did
it's
you
like.
See, guys? I saw white and gold.
I saw white and gold as well.
I saw purple and brown.
Did you really?
I did. I wow. have the time. It's very, you know what? But then again, I'm not much for wearing dresses. I'm more of a slacks guy. Fox News obviously had a slow news day before the dress story broke yesterday. They had two choppers in the air covering escaped llamas in Arizona. And if you have escaped llamas in Arizona, the man you want talking about it is Shepard Smith.
Llamapalooza 2015 continues. Black Llama, if you're just joining us, the breaking news this hour is that llamas are on the loose in Sun City, Arizona. And since we have two choppers hovering above it, not one but two, we're watching it. We'll get to the
Shep
news. We have 24
great.
Hours a day to do the news. Enjoy with us the llamas. There's a fence there, so we're hoping that Llama does not get over there into the big traffic. Look at
Llama.
Lasso guy in the back here. Look at this. So close. Llama is better than you.
It's the right guy.
And here comes Lasso person again. Look, oh, this is possible now. Don't hurt him. Do not hurt him. Oh, no hurting. Look at that. Lassoed Llama only on Fox.
That's the man. There's no. There you go. This is the best thing I'll ever say about Shep Smith. No better person for that on any of the networks than Shepard Smith.
For escaped llamas. Yeah.
Mike, when he gets the joke llama.
When you see the video, the way they finally caught them after what seemed like hours.
Yes.
Is a pickup truck rolls up into the picture, into the frame, and there's a guy with a lasso in the back of the pickup and finally gets
it. It looked like
That's
a little awesome. Rascal short.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's fantastic.
Todd, you're a tech guy. Are you familiar with an app or a program called HipChat?
No.
Which it allows people to message and virtually meet in an office.
Mm.
And it's really revolutionized.
Oh, I thought that was Rob when you and I text each other on the weekends. That's HipChat.
Well, no, Mike, it's when I text you about your medical updates.
anything hip now. Anything hip at all will be that. I should know that already.
But I the thing I like about HipChat, I don't care about what it does. I like the fact that they brought back Gary Cole as his Office Space character, Bill Lumberg, mm-hmm. for their commercial. Check this out. Very funny.
Meeting in my office at 11, okay?
But we just came from a meeting.
Yeah, this one's to onboard the account team.
It's done. We're working together in a dedicated HipChat room.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Let's just go ahead and meet in my office at 11, okay?
But we're finally getting work done on our 1 o'clock.
Ooh, we should probably meet around noon and go over that. Thanks.
Okay.
Love it. I think he's great.
So smart.
If you could bring those TPS reports, that'd really be great.
All right.
Do you ever randomly just click on Donald Trump's Facebook page when he posts videos?
He'll
post
I do not.
Really
I never
short
have.
Videos, and someone did this montage. Apparently, Trump gets asked a lot of things.
Many people have been asking about my desk and the fact that I have so many papers on my desk. Many people have been asking, what can they do when the economy is going so bad?
Lots of people are asking questions about Japan.
Many people are asking me, what do I think of Libya? Many people have been asking me about Anthony Weiner. A lot of people are asking me about the book I just wrote.
Lots of people are asking about Charlie Sheen.
A lot of people are calling me about the Mac Miller rap song. Lots of people have been asking me to review plays and movies. A lot of people are asking about why am I using plastic forks and knives.
So do check in on him every once in a while.
That man has a that is the most successful flatline brain in the history of flatline brains. Absolutely.
Speaking of flatline brains, let's turn our attention to Texas Tech. I was just thrilled with this video. If you want to feel good about our education system, they sent a student out to ask questions. And the students of Texas Tech, all current college students, who won the Civil War?
Who won the Civil War?
Who won the Civil War?
We did. The South. Like the one in 1965, or what Civil War?
Who won it?
Who was even in it?
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know. Why you making me do this?
Who won the Civil War? Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, I'm drawing a blank. It's one of those things. I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America? I don't know.
America.
That's the Confederates, right? I have no clue.
The Union. The North. Yes. Okay. Okay.
All right, so someone finally got it.
These effing millennials.
But also,
wow.
The Google generation.
To balance it out, Mike, they asked the same students another question. Let's see how the kids at Texas Tech did.
And what show is Snooki on?
Jersey Shore.
What show is Snooki on?
The Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Sadly, Snooki did not win the Civil War, though.
I'm not wrong to say that's not a hard question, right?
Oh, it's an easy question.
That's not like I'm not even a history buff, that's not a hard question.
No, it's not.
That is, it doesn't get any easier.
Right?
Than that.
My favorite one is when they said, "Oh, the Civil War, the one in 1965." No,
well,
not
you know what?
That one.
I mean, she made civil rights. And Civil War, the same.
No, do
thing.
Not I'm, defend her.
I'm sorry.
All right. My hat's off to Texas Tech, and also have a great weekend, everybody. That is your Magic Audio Vault.
Todd.
Yay!
Mike. Woo! Always a pleasure, my friend.
It is.
Good luck with Glowburst, your brand new game. I hope it storms the stratosphere and everybody plays it this weekend.
And your listeners are funny, so I want to see some good reviews out there.
Yeah, please give Todd a good review for Glowburst. That's how we do it. With Todd's apps, and he has helped the show enormously. For everybody, we got to roll out of here. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to send anything to us, it's Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Rob with two B's for the mailbag, and we rely on your word of mouth, not just for reviews for Glowburst, but for this show you're listening to right now.
Yeah.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.